let's talk defense. We have Mike Zimmer here. Mike Zimmer can make a poor player good, a good player better, and a better player great. So we took a linebacker, though, in the first round last year. Still, though, you see a lot of people look and point to linebacker for the Vikings as a need. As a talent evaluator and as someone who is enthralled in this on a yearly basis, is there any part of you that does not like spending a first-round pick in back-to-back years on the same position?
Well, I think at linebacker this year, there's not the same amount of talent. There's not, I don't think, an Anthony Barr-type player. I would imagine if you're spending a first-round pick on a linebacker, it's a middle linebacker. Bernardrick McKinney out of Mississippi State is the best of that group, and I think that would be a bit of a reach for him at pick 11. That would be a situation where, like you said, Rick Spielman loves to trade. Maybe you try to trade back a couple spots, let someone come up for another position and try to get your inside linebacker there. A lot of people are going to talk about Shaq Thompson from Washington. He's played running back, linebacker, safety. He sees himself as a strong side linebacker, though, and that's where Anthony Barr is playing. So I think that you can almost erase his name from your minds, because unless he's going to move over to weak side linebacker, which Chad Greenway has locked down that spot for several years, he's not really a good fit for the team. I think he's a very similar player to Anthony Barr, so you're giving yourself two of the same guy there.
I think if the Vikings were to go linebacker, like you said, it'd probably be a middle linebacker. But I think more specifically, it would have to be a three-down linebacker. If you're if you're going to go back-to-back years linebacker, I think you'd want another three-down linebacker. So who would be your favorite then? If you're whittling your linebacker group down to three-down guys, is there a target that you would have in mind?
I would look at Eric Kendricks coming out of UCLA. Very, very good coverage linebacker. Was constantly around the ball for the Bruins on defense. Plays the Mike position. He can also play a weak side linebacker in the NFL, so he gives you some versatility. I think he's a guy, you don't have to take him off the field in nickel situations. He's going to be able to hold his own in coverage, whether that's zone or man. And he's just kind of a fireball on the field. Comes from a football family. His brother plays inside linebacker for the Eagles. So he's definitely someone who I have him as an early second round pick, so he could potentially be there for them in round two. But he's a player who's rising a little bit right now. The thing that might keep him down, he's not very big. He's probably going to be right around 6 foot tall, probably right around 230, 240 pounds. So not the biggest guy, but very, very fluid, very athletic, and he can definitely stay on the field.
Who's your favorite 4-3 defensive end in this draft? You know, the Vikings got good production out of their defensive line this past season and out of their defensive ends. Everson Griffin had a career season. Brian Robinson was solid. But Mike Zimmer loves to rotate his defensive linemen. He loves to keep them fresh. I think he had a perfect rotation going at defensive tackle last year. We'll probably try and mimic that this year. But at defensive end, I think we could add some depth there. We did take Scott Crichton last year, but I don't think that defensive end is out of the question in the first or second round this year. Who are some guys you love?
Yeah, I would agree. I don't think defensive end is out of the question, especially if someone like Dante Fowler from Florida happens to be there at 11. He's probably my favorite guy who could play 4-3 defensive end. I mean, he is the burst that he shows for being 260 plus pounds is unreal. And he's so quick off the line. He's aggressive. There's no timid play from him. He's constantly looking to beat someone on the field. Uses his hands very well. He's only 6'2", but he has very long arms. So I'm not worried about height because his length is so good. And he can move around. He's played right defensive end. He's stood up at times as an outside linebacker. They've moved him all over at Florida, and he's produced. So getting him to play maybe a natural position as a 4-3 defensive end, I think he could be an amazing pro because he has all the athletic traits that you look for. He has the production on film, and he still has some potential because once he settles into a spot, I think he's going to really figure things out quickly and be a star player early.
All right, let's take a look at corner as we continue our talk here on the NFL Draft with Matt Miller of Bleacher Report. Cornerback, Mike Zimmer has an affinity for defensive backs, has an affinity for corners, and has a high standard for those guys too. So I can see corner being an option for the Vikings at number 11. Now, typically the number one corner off the board is going to go 5, 6, 7, 8 in a draft. Any chance that the number one corner off the board this year goes a little later and is number 11?
You know, there is a great chance. This is an odd year for corners because the one guy who has separated himself from the pack is Marcus Peters at Washington, and he was dismissed from the team at midseason. There's some reports that he didn't mesh with the new coaching staff. There were some heated arguments. They asked him to leave the team. He left. He's made amends. I've spoken to him. He's apologized to the coaching staff there. But he is a guy that you're going to have to worry about off the field a little bit because he's had, you know, the outburst. You leave your team in the middle of the season. But he would be naturally a top 10 talent, but could fall a little bit because of the off-field concerns. Now, after him, there's a pretty big gap. I mean, you start to look at Jalen Collins from LSU, who I don't think is a top 11 pick. You've got P.J. Williams from Florida State, another guy who's probably better in the second half of the first round. So if the Vikings feel like, hey, corner is an area we really want to make a splash and get a guy who can play right away, it's really Marcus Peters or bust at pick number 11.
What's next for you? Are you a combine guy? I would imagine you're a pro days guy. We're going to be down at the combine next week. Are we going to see you there?
You will see me there. I'll be there for like 8 days braving the cold. Well, it's cold for me. It'll probably be warm for you guys.
But, I try and stay in the walkways, man.
Right. Stay in the walkways. Yeah. Keep to the breezeways. But yeah, I'll be at the combine. And then, like you said, pro days are soon after that. And the draft will be here before we know it.
What do you have cooking on Bleacher Report? Anything specific you're working on? What are you writing about?
Yeah, right now I just released a pre-combine big board, so my top 300 players. I'm kind of doing a lot of behind-the-scenes work right now. I'll be doing an NFL Draft 500, so 500 scouting reports on the top 500 players in the draft. So
wow.
If a player gets drafted, his name better be on that list.
Yeah.
So it'll be a really in-depth thing that I've been working on it behind the scenes for months, and that'll start to trickle out probably late next month or early April.
Great. Well, we owe you thanks for joining us, Matt. Bleacher Report NFL Draft lead writer, Matt Miller. You can catch him at Bleacher Report and on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. Thanks, Matt, for joining us. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, guys.